You're listening to Roundtable with me, He Young, Ryan, and Lu Yu in the studio. Western and Chinese standards of beauty differ vastly on a number of points. It could be whether you get a tan or not, whether you have the V-shaped face or not, how pale is your face, and also do you have muscles or not, or, you know, for guys, you know, if you grew a big beard, is that attractive? The list goes on. So, we will talk about, you know, for men and women, what's attractive or not under these two different kind of cultures. So, guys, would you give me some examples first as we can riff off with the difference of perception and beauty?
Okay, so I'll talk maybe about the general idea of what's handsome for men in the U.S., and that's a scruffy face. Women like guys with, like, a tall, dark, and handsome. So maybe having, like, a 5 o'clock shadow on their face. And maybe that scruffy look is unkempt, but he's relaxed, and that's what it's showing. And at the same time, muscular guys, someone that cares about his body, who's active, that, I think, for women in the U.S., they really like that in a man. And for women, I would say guys in the U.S., we really like athletic women. It's kind of vice versa. Women that take care of their bodies and dress nice and, you know, are just their season of the day.
So just being skinny is not okay.
No.
For women.
I feel like skinny in the U.S. is like kind of seen as being sickly sometimes. Like you're really sick or something's wrong. It's like athletic builds are more like you're still thin, but you have muscle. Like your body is actually really healthy, probably in its epitome of health.
Mm. Okay. Lu Yu, would you please offer the Chinese perspective here?
I think, you know, generally speaking, I think Asian men or Chinese men don't want to have scuffy face or 5 o'clock shadow on their face.
Oh, by the way, sorry to interject. Could you please explain to us what's a 5 o'clock shave?
Yeah, so if I shave in the morning and then I go to work and it's 5 p.m. and I notice that my facial hair has regrown to the point where I can notice it, we call that a 5 o'clock shadow.
It sounds like for a guy like Ryan who's got the almost 2 o'clock.
I've got the 2 o'clock.
You know.
Maybe 9 p.m., I don't know.
Maybe the reason is that Asian hair don't grow that quickly. Is it also true? Probably, it's true.
I don't really like the differentiation, but I understand what you're saying. Well, I totally understand. And yes, there is that difference. Mm. I can only speak from the female point of view about, you know, hair. I think Chinese girls, most of us, tend to prefer the clean face.
Yeah.
So we can see your beautiful feature, like, right up front, and we don't need to do the exploration and see what exactly does that guy look like. But that's just my point of view.
And I think Asian, Western guys want to be athletic. There are not so many Asian guys working out in gym. There are some, but not so many. So if you look at their body shape, so on a general basis, Asian men are inferior than Western guys.
Not all the time.
They're more sedentary, I think.
I think there is this difference of lifestyle, for sure. Yeah. Because I think sometimes, okay, now maybe lifestyle is not the right phrase here, actually, but it is that sometimes Chinese guys maybe focus more in the inside. I'm being so nice to them right now, instead of really looking after their appearance, which is not good for Chinese girls. We want some handsome, well-kept Chinese guys, you know, out in the market, too.
Well, so I'm reading some of these, like, differences, and so actually I have a question for you guys. While Chinese beauty ideals, they seem to be largely focused on the face, and it says Westerners are more concerned with the body.
Now, are we talking about men or women?
Both.
Okay.
And I would, from my point of view, absolutely agree.
Totally.
Western guys, Western guys are definitely about a good figure, good body.
Right.
But is
for themselves and
women? Is that true about Chinese?
Ooh,
like, in the face more than the body.
I think I quite agree with this argument. This argument says the major difference is that Chinese people start with someone's face and then move on to the body, while Westerners start with the body, then move on to the face.
Oh, interesting! Ryan, what do you have to say?
I will 100% agree with you. He nailed it on the head, because, you know, if you watch a lot of Western movies, maybe you'll see a guy checking out a girl at the bar. He doesn't start from the top. It's like maybe looking from the waist area, and then the legs, and then moving up to the face. You know what I mean? So I think maybe you hit the nail on the head.
Which part draws the most of your attention?
Oh, don't make me say it.
What is it, Ryan?
Okay, I'm going to say it. Legs and like a nice rear end is a very attractive. It's what guys look for in the U.S. I'm just telling it to you straight, okay? Real talk.
Okay. Real talk. Got it.
Okay, but my
the
question.
The rear, okay, our dear listeners, we've got a lot of fanning out people for Ryan here today, particularly today. You know what he likes. Yeah, Louis, what do you like?
Yeah.
I'm kind of the.
Let's just be friends.
My opinion leans to
the analysis.
Lean towards the Westerners' idea. You know, personally speaking, I don't like those very pointy face shape or pointy chins or small jaws or bald foreheads. I don't like them. And a lot of Asian girls do this through plastic surgeries. They use a lot of Botox or hyaluronic acid, Bonyaosuan. I don't like the idea. And I think people should pay more attention on their body. Try to work out in gym and try to be athletic.
So is that what you like?
And also I want to get... Yes.
Oh, okay.
And I like the color...
For the girl?
Yes.
What about for you, Loyu?
What does it for you? What do you look for?
I don't want very white girls. Mm. I want them to be tanned. I like the color tan. Mm. And also I want them to be staying in the gym, running on treadmills together with me and doing some free weights as well.
That's cool.
Okay, sounds like the perfect gym date.
Yeah.
So our dear WeChat listeners and all listeners out there, you know what Loyu prefers as well. So, you know, I think a lot of people are going to be working hard tonight. Yeah.
But we don't know what you like.
Oh!
Oh! Young, still got 1 minute to go.
Yeah, please.
Oh, look at the clock.
Fill us in.
Well, I certainly, I want a guy that makes me laugh. I want a guy that has the same kind of intellectual intelligence as I am, and preferably a healthy body.
What about the face and the body?
Well, I'm...
Or complexion, you know.
I have no objection about... color, whatever, that's minor to me. But if it's a healthy body, and also,
that tells everything, healthy body,
and preferably a relatively tall height is preferable. Oh my God, I'm so honest. I didn't even dress up or, you know, sugarcoat what I want.
Is Ryan stood before you, and
Oh,
look at that.
It's like
a perfect
match in our studio here.
Okay, I'm totally blushing. I'm totally blushing. That's all for today's roundtable. Bye, everyone.